This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. With 2 days left for campaigning to end for the second phase of general elections, leaders of political parties are making all-out efforts to woo the voters by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows in favour of their candidates. 20 seats in Kerala, 14 in Karnataka, 13 in Rajasthan, 8 each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to post in the second phase coming Friday. Filing of nomination papers for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections ended on Friday, and today is the last day for the withdrawal of candidature. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed election rallies at Jalaur and Banswala in Rajasthan. He said that the country needs a stable government which can develop basic infrastructure facilities as per the future requirements, can understand the dreams of the youth and make policies according to them, and take care of women, farmers, poor, deprived, tribal and backward classes. Meanwhile, Mr. Modi will address an election rally in Aligarh, Uttar Pradesh today. The Aligarh parliamentary constituency is gearing up for the polls in the second phase of the Lok Sabha elections, scheduled for the 26th of this month. The seat is poised for a triangular contest between incumbent MP and BJP candidate Satish Gautam, Samajwadi Party's Chaudhary Bijendra Singh and Bahujan Samaj Party's Hitendra Kumar. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee said the central government led by BJP has neglected the common man, including the minorities and the SCs and STs. She was holding a public meeting in Belur Ghat. Addressing a press conference in Thiruvananthapuram, Congress leader P. Chidambaram said, on coming to power at the centre, the India bloc would enact a special law to bring into effect the legal principle established by the Supreme Court that bail is the rule and jail is the exception. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at a civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. President Murmu will confer Padma Vibhushan on former Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu and Bharatnatyam dancer Dr. Padma Subramanyam. Padma Vibhushan Award will be given to Bindeshwar Pathak posthumously. Actor Mithun Chakrabarty and singer Usha Uthip will receive the Padma Bhushan Award. The other Padma Bhushan awardees include philanthropist Dr. Sitaram Jindal, cardiologist Dr. Tejas Madhusudan Patel and former Uttar Pradesh Governor Ram Naik. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in 3 categories, that is Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri, for exceptional and distinguished service. Congress has released another list of 11 candidates for the Lok Sabha polls. Party has fielded Yashaswini Sahai from Ranchi Lok Sabha constituency and Pradeep Yadav in place of Deepika Pandey Singh from Godda seat in Jharkhand. The list includes names of 9 candidates from Andhra Pradesh. Villar Bhargav will contest from Vijayawada Lok Sabha seat and Predada Parmeshwara Rao will fight from Srikakulam. BJP leader and Union Minister General V.K. Singh will participate in public meetings in favour of NDA candidate in Chalakudi constituency today. He will also take part in an ex-serviceman meet. Party leader and Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma will also participate in a public meeting this evening. Later, Mr. Sarma will take part in a road show this evening in Ernakulam constituency. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has cancelled his public programs in Thrissur and Alappuzha due to an illness. CPIM leaders Prakash Karat will participate in public meetings at Kasargod, Brinda Karat in Pathanamthitta and Subhashni Ali in Attingal. Party leader and State Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan and CPI National Secretary D. Raja will attend public meetings at different places in Kannur constituency. In Manipur, re-polling will be held at 11 polling stations of Inner Manipur Parliamentary Constituency today. The ECI has directed the State Election Authority to conduct voting from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. today in these polling stations. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans beat Punjab Kings by 3 wickets at the Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Chandigarh last night. Rajasthan Royals will lock horns with Mumbai Indians at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur today at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. And severe heat wave conditions will continue over East India during the next 4 days. The IMD has forecast that heat wave will prevail over parts of Odisha and West Bengal as well. And that is the end of this news bulletin.